We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning a new Perek Sheni of Chulin, Perek HaSheichet, and we are starting from the new Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek. Zok to Mishnah. HaSheichet Echad Ba'oif. Someone checks one simon by a oif. We know that the behema and the oif have two simonim. They have the kono and the veshet. The kono is the windpipe. The veshet is the food pipe. You checked one of those konim, either one of those simonim, either the kono or the veshet. Veshnayim behema. You have to check two of them by behema. Shchitase yisheru. Actually, sounds like it's b'diavad. L'charet should be l'chatchila. Well, it wasn't mean b'diavad. We'll see in the Gemara. So if you one by oif and two simonim by behema, veruba yisharechet kamayu. And roiv of a simon is like a whole simon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, you need something more. Besides for the simonim, you need something more about the oif. At Yishchedes Avridim, and we're referring to the oif, that by the oif, you also have to shech the veridim, is the certain veins, like the jugular, that all the blood comes out. And the reason is, the Gemara comes out, not dafka because of din shchita, but because of a din dam. That since usually you roast the oif whole, you don't cut up the pieces, in order to get all the dam out, you have to shech the redim, shashchita, and this way it's still warm and it pumps out all the blood, and therefore it's easier to do melicha. Mashain came by a behema, since you cut the behema into pieces, you butcher it up into pieces, so it's much easier to salt it and get the dam out. Tosfos speaks out that even if you don't do this, redim b'di'evet, it still works. It's a big machlokes, actually, even Rabbi Yehuda, if it's possible b'di'evet or not. The Maisa Tosfos over here, right over here, says that if you shecht half of a simon by oif, or one and a half simon by behema, it's possible. You need at least roiv echad by oif, and at least roiv shnayim by behema. Roiv echad by oif, roiv shnayim by behema, shchitas k'shera. Like the Mishnah already said, we'll have to see in the Gemara why I repeat this over. Roiv echad by oif, roiv shnayim by behema, the lach is shchitas k'shera. Talk to the Gemara. Mishnah starts off. Hashechet echad va'oif v'shnayim behema shchitas k'shera. What's lashon b'di'evet? Hashechet, if you do it, it's good. What do you mean? That is shchita. Frayt the Gemara. Hashechet di'evet in l'chatchila loy. L'chara shnayim behema l'chatchila loy ad kama. The Gemara says like this. Hashechet di'evet in l'chatchila loy. It's mashma. The way you read the Gemara like this. It's mashma in the Mishnah that hashechet mashma di'evet, but not l'chatchila. Frayt the Gemara. Shnayim behema l'chatchila loy. It's not enough to shech two by behema. Like Rashi explains, Bishlama echad ba'oif, that's only b'di'evet. Why? Because chatchila, even by oif, is shech two simonim. What's the reason? Rashi says that the rabban digadin, because of our chok ala aveira, maybe you're not going to do roiv of one. Therefore, if you do both, you're for sure doing roiv of one. So we understand by oif why one is not l'chatchila. Actually, there's a mashmayis from a Rashi and a Tosfos before in the first parak that's even midaraisa to have l'chatchila too. Rashi mashmayis with the rabbanon. By if that's chatchila shaft two, in order you should make sure to at least roiv of one. Some even holds that the rice thing lechatchila to do two. So by if we understand why it says loshen the eved, but by hema ad kama lishchev lezel, how much do you want to go shecht? You're gonna tell me maybe it's coming to tell you that lechatchila should do the vridim also by behema. Maybe that's the pshat. Zok toisus the maskel shnayim. That the imushim vridim afil Rabbi Yehuda moida be behema hoyel menachta ever that you don't need it. Like we spoke out, since you cut it into pieces, you don't need it. You don't need a cut to read them. So the shaila is, why does it say loshen di'evet by shnayim b'behema? So Gemara says two malchim. Either by yisema echad ba'if, it's going on the oif taka, which we just spoke out, is only b'di'evet by one by oif. By yisema aruba yish echad kamayu. It's going on roiv, the roiv part. Hashoichet echad ba'if v'shnayim b'behema. You do roiv, that's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila do the whole entire simon and not rely on the roiv. So tomorrow v'aita. Kamash Simon, the next three members will be trying to find the makar in the Torah that shchit is from the neck. Even if you say that from the Lashon Asher Tzvisicho or Vezavachta, whatever the pshat is, we have a pasuk that the shchita, but where is shchita from? How do we know shchita is from the neck? Who told you? Omer Rav Kana. It means from the neck and not from the back of the neck or from somewhere else in the animal, maybe from the middle of the animal, you cut it in half. How do you know what shchita means by the neck? So Amrav Kana, Menayelon Shchita Shumunat Tzava. How do you know Shchita is from the neck? Shunamah says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk by Kotchim, V'shochat as Ben HaBarkol Fnei Hashem. And we darshim the word V'shochat, Moimokim Sheshoch, in the place where it bends down, Chateyu. So you should purify it. Chateyu is Lashon either of purifying or cleaning out or being machshir la achila. That's what chateo means. Memayda chateo listed the chuyehu. Who said chateo is loshino of making it like tahira? Literally, that's what the chuyehu means. It means clean. Who said that chateo means loshin clean? And saying the b'makom where it bends down, that's where you should clean out the dam from it. Who said? Because saying v'shachat, v'shach, and chat. So who said chateo with a tess means to clean out? The chassid says in the pasuk v'chita es habayis. It says by the tzaras of a house. It says v'chita es habayis b'dam hatzipur. You spritz the house down hatzipur. You see, you purify the house with the dam hatzipur. You see, v'chateo l'shem purifying. By saying v'malcha tachti eini be'ezav etar. This is a lesson in the pasuk in Tehillim that's asking Hashem to take away our chatam, and it says tachtini, clean us out. So you see, lashon chitu is lashon of cleaning out. So you clean out the dam. So where do you clean the dam from? You clean it out from where you do the shechita from. Mokum sheshach, where it bends down. So this is a raya. It's from the tzavar. The tzavar is something that goes up and down. That's the neck, and that's where you know the shechita. And you wouldn't know from Fizeh, you wouldn't know dafka which side, from the front or the back. You wouldn't see that from here. You just see it's by the neck. Al kapanim, we have a little bit of raya from the rice, it's from the neck. Right, Marakash, who's that? No, but that the way you kill it is by taking the dam out. That's actually the way you kill the behemoth is by opening up the simanim and all the dam comes out. That's the way that's the makom where it's getting killed. Is like so Rashi says, it either means chateo means a chshrei la'achila, that wouldn't be a shayla of dam. There's two ways to learn chateo. Or chateo, Rashi says, chateo, hoitzi as domoi v'nakeyu. Take out the dam and clean it out. If you don't like that pshat, you go to Rashi's first pshat. Chateo is also a vechshiru, to machshir it to eat. Fredim Arakash, v'eimam is novai, maybe you shecht it from the tail, because the tail also bends down, the tail. So tomorrow, no, the znavoi, the tail is always down. It's never up. Shach, bending down, mechlal shezokov binan. It means sometimes it's upright. Sometimes it's down, sometimes it's upright. And that's dafka by a neck, not by a tail. Baha shach vayimutu. So if you have mina, you can shech from the tail. It says, no, shach means that it goes up and down. But the znavoi is always, shach vayimutu, it's always bending down. Means from the ear. The ear, the behemoth could put up and down. So no, b'inin dama nefesh v'leka. You need dama nefesh, which means like in the pasuk by Kachem says that the dama benafshihu v'nisat l'chem amazbech, the dam has to be dama nefesh. No dama nefesh by the ear. And already the mefarshim like the Tosafos Rosh speak out that by znavai also you could have answered that tarot. It's not dama nefesh in the znavai. You could have answered that. Over there, you don't have to answer that shach vaymed. You could have answered by znavai. It's also not dama nefesh. But the Gemara says about ozla, it's not dama nefesh. Ve'imah, for example, the car of ozla dama nefesh. Maybe you shecht it by the ear until you reach the dama nefesh. But maybe the place where you start shechita is from the ear. That's a place that's shach. So how do you know the neck? Vesu, another kasha, if you find out from the neck, who told you, Shia, Drasa, Chaloda, Hagrama, Ve'ikur, how do you know the five psuah shchita, which is Shia means waiting in between, Drasa means pushing down, Chaloda means if it's covered, Hagrama means out of the makam shchita, Ve'ikur means pulling out one of the simonim. So Menon, how do you know all these things are possible? Elo, Gemara, must be a halacha moish mesina, shchita menat savanami, Gemara. So you don't need the pasuk to teach us. We have lachmanos shinai. V'krala mayos. What's the pasuk of v'shachat teaching us? The little shavi gistera. We learn from the pasuk of v'shachat. The little shavi gistera. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means first pshat Rashi is that you shouldn't, when you shech the two simadim, don't go all the way to the spine and shech the spine as well. Shlo yachtoich kol afrekas hashnayim. That's one pshat Rashi. The other pshat Rashi is that Shavi Gistera means Hadrasa. Hadrasa means where you just chop it off. You don't go back and forth. Shechita means going back and forth in like a cutting motion. Hadrasa means you give a chop and it pops off. So don't do Hadrasa. Come out, one of the five psulim are from the Pasuk Taka. Hadrasa. Rashi is two psulim. Shavi Gistera either means you shouldn't shech them afrekas, or it means you shouldn't do Hadrasa. So the shayla is halacha lemaisa, when you shecht a behema, are you allowed to shecht the go mamish right through until the spine or not? So it sounds like a totally two pshatim in Rashi. Did the first Rashi? We learned from a pasuk shachat lo yishavi gistra. You're not allowed to shecht the mafrekas. You have to stop by the two simanim. On the other hand, the second Rashi, there's no raya one way or another. So how do we paskin? So there's a Mordechai that says like this. He brings that Rashi's pshat, and he says So what do I care if I have to do a shechita? I cut the spine. Who cares? He says a meal, but the sefta tanya how you shechet the chaytach as a roish bevasach as a meskav lekach shiot apsula bilav shkod shera. And so Ma'ase says the sefta maybe has a shmaris like Rashi. He says va'omalona marenu rabenu meyer, which is Maram in Rotenberg. Shemaisa hoya sheechad shachat vechot akol mafrekas. Umedaktik Rav Yom, a Pirashi va'asa riyaser, v'loy nirul marina rameya. So Ma'isa, it's a big machloek. It's what's halacha Ma'isa. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chav Dalet, Sif Hey, the Mechaber says it's kosher, but the Ramah brings down the minig is lahatrif. It's possible you don't eat it. If someone shechs mafrekas as well, it's not a good shechita. Zogti Gemara Vayta. So that was a first shot, first attempt to bring a riot to Tzava. Rav Yemi Amar Kroa, the pasuk says v'zavachta. It says lashon of shechita says v'zavachta. Where it drips chateu. Here it's with a tuff. Chateu. Now what does chateu mean? Chateu means to break. So v'makom where it drips, where dam shoots out, basically that is a place where your chateu, where you break it. My mashna chateu lashon of the mitbahu. Who said chateu lashon of breaking? The chsev al tira v'al techas. Don't be scared and don't break. Techas lashon of being scared and breaking. Now, who said it means the neck? Because the dam shoots out there, drips out. It means from the nose, where the nose drips out, drips things out by itself. So, to Gemara, zov aidei chita binin. It has to be zov aidei the knife, aidei breaking. V'hai zov me'elefu. And by a nose, it drips by itself. Freiti marvei meliboy. Maybe it's from the neck. Maybe means not neck. Maybe it's from the heart. The heart also, if you give it a stab, it'll shoot out dam. So maybe that's where it's makom shezov. That's dam and nefesh also, so it's good. Besu shia drasa chalada agram v'ikim nala. Now the Gemara must be a lachman shina. Shkita matzav anami Gemara. V'krol maya. So what in your pasuk of v'zavachta makom shezov chatei? What in that for? L'maya. So l'shavi gistera that you shouldn't cut it in half either. Like Rashi's first shot was that it means you shouldn't cut the mafrekas, or it means you shouldn't do the hadrasa. And this man Yom hold, you learn from different pasuk. The first man learned from Shachat. This man Yom learned from Zavachta. Like Rash says, Mar Mahayalef, my Mahayalef. You know, each one has their own way of learning. A third attempt for the Tzavah, the very small ton of Shachat, Altik Veshachat, El Veshachat. You read a Veshachat like with a sin, and when Makam Shesach, in the place where it talks, Chateu, that's where you cut it. And that's the neck, helps it talk. Vayim will show you, means the mouth, the tongue. The tongue is not dam nefesh. Maybe the carve also dam nefesh. Maybe if you cut the tongue until it reaches the nefesh. V'su shia drasa chalada grama v'ikrim nalon. Ella gemara. It's a halacha ma'is mesina. Shchidam etzav anami is a gemara. V'krol ma'ya. So what's the pasuk? Well, the shavi gistera that should not cut in half. That's what teaching us from this pasuk of v'sachat the makom shesach is chateyu means you should cut it only by the simanim and not to make it into a gistera. Akapodim, so those are the three mahalchim to try to bring a riot that's mitzvah, and the Gemara basically said it's not a riot. So the Gemara vaita, but Tano, that's the way that Amaroi want to learn. But the Tano of a Braisa, Maisle Mahacho, he learns from here that it means that it's by the neck and by the head, the Shechita. He learns that from here. The Tango to the Braisa. How do you know that Shechita is from the neck? Shenem, it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk about the Oilah, Karbon Oilah, says, Ba'ochu b'nei Aharon ha-Kahanim is in Asachim. That the Bnei Aharon and Kahanim, they set up the Nesachim, they arrange the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. It says, V'orchu Bnei Aharon and Kahanim is Nesachim as HaRosh, V'sapodar, Ala Eitzim HaShel HaRosh, HaShel HaMizbeach. Now, if it says, V'orchu Bnei Aharon and Kahanim is Nesachim, so why have to reference clearly as HaRosh as HaPodar? I just said, the entire animal, all the pieces, I'm laying on top of the Mizbeach, I'm arranging on top of the Mizbeach. Why does it have to say, as HaRosh as HaPodar? It's talking about inside. Why does it ever say Rosh Vesapadar? My time limit is Rosh Vesapadar. Rosh is the head, and Padar is like part of the fats that we'll see what we use the why the fats come as well. But Rosh Vesapadar, Rosh Vesapadar is all the Nesachim. Why do we specify these two specifically? So I'll tell you why. Vishnam is in the Pasik. The Hifshit, Esa Oyla, Vitacha, Soylan, Sachaha. The Pasik. Before this, two pesukim before this says that you skin the oilah and you cut it into pieces. The only part of the behemoth you skin is the whole body of the behemoth, but the head you don't skin because that's already cut off already. So it says you skin it, then you cut it, then you butcher it. But the knife was cut off, the head was cut off already. There was no din nesachim. The fish dam fish is oil of nitach. I saw venitach. Only on nesachim she yesh no mechal avshata. Maybe only nesachim they have avshata go on top of the mizbeach. Menayin lerabes it's a roish shekvar hutaz. How do you know lerabes the roish that was already chopped off? How do you know that also you put on top of the mizbeach? Tamalayim es roish shoy ves pidroy. Which Gemara is referencing a different pasuk now. It's roish shoy ves pidroy. Which Gemara is going to ask why you're saying not a pasuk. It's a roish ves apada, not roish shoy ves pidroy. Tamalayim es roish shoy ves pidroy, which is pasuk your base. Va'orach. So adkan. Adkan the brisa. Now medikama es a roish karhutas. Since the we're saying on the roish it was knocked off already. When was it knocked off? It must be there was a shechita there. So you see, the shechita is by the roish. Mechalal shechita
manatzava. What did you see from here making the kusser? You're chopping it off immediately.
Right. So it's a good question. So hutaz Rashi says once you cut both simonim, it's considered hutaz already. Since the whole chias is totally in that, therefore it's considered already hutaz. That's what Rashi speaks out. Hutaz does not mean it's off. Hutaz means that it's already dead, and it's like it's just hanging hanging by something. It's like it's on a hook right now. But it's not really part of Behemoth because no chias anymore. That's the way Rashi explains. So Lemaisa, it says like this. So Mechlal, Shechitim not Tzavar, because if the head is Hutaz, it must have Shechitim not Tzavar. Very good, that's the right. Now, what is the cash like this? The Tano, Pasak Baroish Apada, starts with the Pasak is a Roish Apada, Umesayim Baroish Apidra. Then it ends off with the Pasak of Roish Apidra. What's going on over here? So Gemara Hakkama. Menayin l'rabbis it's a roish shkvar hutaz tamalaymar it's a roish vesapader menayin l'rabbis it's a roish shkvar hutaz. How do you know, like we just said, that even the roish you put on the mizbeach tell us roish vesapader, which is the first pasuk? Then the roish shoy pidre lomeli. Why do you have the extra pasuk roish shoy pidre, which is in the next parasha? When boy lele katayin learned the price like this menayin l'roish vesapader shkoydin l'chon sachem. How do you know those two are the first that you range on the mizbeach? Those are first on the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, okay, I understand why the Roish goes on the Mizbeach, but what's pshat in the Peder? What's pshat in the fat? Tapach of Zayin Mabez. Peder kama the Kosrach Mor Lomeli. Why do you need the first Peder? The second Roish Peder teaches us that the Roish and Peder are first. And we'll see why it'll end up being first. But the question is, why did it say the first Peder in the first place? In the first place, we said we put on all the nesachim on his back, and we said why did we speak out roisha and pidre? So you know why? Because roisha was a part of nesachim, but the pidre was part of the nesachim. That was part of the things you butchered up. So what do you need to repeat that I have to put the roisha and pod on top of his back? I know the pod there is part of the nesachim, and that was part of avshat also. He skinned that also. Well, peda kam lekasach mor lomeli. Now, boy, like the time you need for the following brisa. Ketzer roisha. What do you do with the pod there? Choifes a pod there abeis shchita. You put the pod there. You take the head. You cover the base of shechid. You cover the neck with the pod. There, maleu. V'zehu darach kovet shemayla. That's darach kovet shemayla. So that's why it says the first pod there. And then the second Rosh Hashanah says those are two first on his back. Why? Because the Rosh has to be first, and the pod is there to cover it. Therefore, they're both first on the mizbeach. So Adkan, this Tana, we learned it out from its Rosh of his pidra. Basically, there you see that the Rosh is a separate entity. How it becomes separate entity? Must be the shechid that was there. And so you see, shechid is minat zavar.